Dark Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Now it's a party. Oh, it's been a long day. So I went to Schooner's earlier today. That's where we met after our little meeting. And I got a Cadillac margarita, and it was pretty strong. I was like, why are these margaritas so strong? I said to the chick, I was like, can I get a chamoy rimmed margarita? She was like, what? I was like, chamoy. She was like,
we don't have that.
That's fucking Schooner's. She goes, tahine? I was like, yeah. She goes, oh, yeah, we could do that. And it was just like, tahine. I want chamoy, bitch.
They don't have chamoy.
I need to carry chamoy in my bag like hot sauce.
Do it.
I'd have to put it in a Ziploc because that shit is sticky.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our new sponsor, Brandy. We have a new sponsor, guys, that we want to share with you, and it is Speed Knox Boxing in Rosemond on Sierra Highway.
And Rosemond Boulevard.
Yes, guys, if you guys don't know about Rosemond, you better. It's a small town, and we are growing vastly, so if you're interested in property, come through. But we've got a boxing gym now.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
Super exciting. Just opened last week, and the owner is a previous boxer, so he holds amateur titles, and he's very passionate about boxing and the fundamentals, and keeping our kids kind of focused and giving them a little more confidence, weight loss, and some, what's that stuff called? Self-defense.
Yeah.
Against the dark arts. Jokes. But come out and check out Speed Knox Boxing. They're open Monday through Friday. Right now from 4 to 8 o'clock, Monday through Thursday, or 4 to 7 on Fridays. And soon there's going to be summer hours. They'll be opening from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For 2 hours, you can bring the kids. He's taking kids as young as 4 years old to tire them out, give them some conditioning, and really be a part of this community as he has been for so long. So we can't wait. The membership is $125 a month, unlimited access to the gym, unlimited access to professionals. There's one-on-one training, there's personal training options, and they do sell boxing wraps and gloves, mouth guards. Speedy wants to produce a world champion. That's what he said his goal was. But go ahead and give him a follow on social, Speed Knox Boxing, and the social is Speed Knox Boxing on Instagram. So give them a follow. Okay, great. Oh, and their address is 2969 Sierra Highway in Rosemond. You can give them a call at 661-300-9991. That's a good number. 9991.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you, Gaia? What's new?
Nothing is new.
Nothing is new. Okay. School's almost out. Your daughter is like a fucking honor roll genius and shit. Taking bitches' names and dominating and... You know, maybe she'll be valedictorian of her class.
She's got top student in her class.
Top dog.
So, yeah, she got, you know, straight A's all four quarters. And she's, you know, she's ahead in her reading. She's reading at, like, a fourth grade level.
It's all that fucking, what's that game called? Roblox she'd be playing.
How is it Roblox?
Because she has to read.
She has to read what people are saying.
Yeah.
The chats.
Right.
But,
she's kidding.
I'm like, she, you know, likes to, she does this thing where she's like, I know what 2 times 2 is. And I'm like, yeah, I know too. What's 5 times 12? And then she'll be like,
60.
Yeah. So, you know, that whole thing, that Curly Sue thing. I know how to spell, what was it that she knew how to spell?
Super Pellet Mississippi?
No, it was,
Xylophone?
No.
I don't know how to spell xylophone.
What was it that she knew how to spell? I was just thinking about this movie the other day. Ugh, I can't remember, but it was a word. And then, you know, the chick, Gray, she was like, spell cat. And she was like, I can't.
Oh, yeah, she didn't know basic shit, but she knew, like, oh, she's a one-trick pony.
Yeah, she knew how to spell a word, a big word, and that was it.
You're so smart, because you can spell the, I don't know a big word.
I was going to say prestidigitatious, but that's not the word, so.
You don't need to know all that bullshit anyway.
Okay.
You just went right past my reel and didn't like it.
I didn't see it. I'm trying to get off of the social media right now.
No, go back to like the home page, like the main page, this one. That's me right there.
I already saw this.
But you haven't.
Oh my god. You're so needy.
I'm very needy.
So needy.
I need you. Get out of here. I need you to like my stuff.
Get out of here.
Anyway.
I need you
to like my content. Please like it. I got to meet my team today. I got to meet my real estate team. And I feel like I got a really big hug and some support today. So I'm feeling really good. And I'm feeling
good. What's happening with that?
But I'm working with an investor. And I feel like I'm doing a really good job. I saw this property that had a for sale sign in the drive, but I wasn't able to find the property in MLS. And so I texted the agent and they hit me up a couple days later, and this house like needs so much work and they're going to go to MLS soon. So I reached out to my investor. I was like, this is what they're offering it for. These are the comps. I think this is going to be like, this is a good opportunity for you. And he's like, I agree. So I talked to him today. So I'm hoping to fucking sell something. Guys, put some good vibes out there for us so we could sell some shit. Or I could sell some shit. Or we could sell some shit. I don't know. You want to get a real estate license and then we could work together as a partnership. You can do the back end stuff and I'll do the front facing stuff.
Because I really don't want to talk to people.
I met these girls last week and I met this woman. These three women were sitting at our table and we were like discussing with them. And she's like, oh, this is my daughter and this is my sister. And I was like, oh my God, that's so awesome. And I was like, I've talked to my sister about real estate, but she's not really a people person. And the sister was like, I'm not a people person at all. Like, she's like, my sister does like the face-to-face shit and all this stuff. I just do the paperwork and the back end stuff. Because there's a lot of stuff. Like, you really need a support system to be productive and efficient.
Yeah.
So think about it. And
like, if I, like, seriously, that's the only thing, because I considered it, like, when I was watching $1 million
listings,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I was like, God, man, their commissions, like, ugh. But then, you know, they're selling $1 million properties.
Of course. Yeah.
However, there was so much, you know, all this interfacing with people, and then they give you attitude, and I'm like, no, I just won't. I will not be spoken to, like, you know, any type of way. And I'm not going to be, like, holding your hand or trying to convince you to do something. And, you know, like, they argue with, like, oh, well, I want to sell it for 2.5. And they're like, well, it's really worth 2.3.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm not. I don't have it in me to, you know. Money's not that the driving force for me doing things. That's why I'm a writer, because writers are all broke except for like Stephen King and fucking J.K. Rowling and Neil Gaiman. So,
and what's that woman's name who writes like all these saucy novels? I feel like I've read a few of her. Nora something.
But yeah, no, see, you know, so I don't have it in me to be nice to people who are assholes. If you're going to be an asshole to me, I'm going to treat you like you're an asshole. And that's why I'm like,
Nora Roberts.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nora Roberts.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's some of them out there that they put out, like, a book, two books a year, and I'm like, okay, well, so, yeah.
I feel you, sis. I feel you.
Like, if I don't have to talk to them, if I don't have to be, you know, trying to convince them that of things and, you know, tell them to fix stuff and, you know, then that's fine.
Yeah.
I just don't want to have to deal with the people.
Okay.
I can't deal with the people.
The people. That's usually the problem, is the people.
Mm-hmm.
But we love you people. Hey, guys, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for tuning in.
And we so appreciate you. This is episode 160.
Wow.
160 mother freaking episodes of Book of Lies podcast. 3 years in running, and we're just getting started.
Are we?
No. Are we? Are we? Well, hey, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's bold, bitches.
Wee, 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 wee. Hey, give us a follow. Meet us on social. You can meet us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. Like I said, follow Speed Knox Boxing on Instagram. Check them out. Visit our website, bookofliespodcast.com. You can learn more about us. We also have Patreon. Hello, patrons.
Hey.
We love you guys. Meet us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Book of Lies Podcast.
Book of Lies, the podcast.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so I'm not going to make you ask. I'm just going to give it to you up front as to what we're going to talk about. Mm. Okay? I actually have a story.
How exciting.
So I was looking for a topic this week, and I wanted it to have a tie to boxing because, duh, Speed Knox Boxing in Roseman.
Right.
So I came across Floyd Mayweather.
Oh.
And he's currently selling a fucking NFT. He has like this NFT project called Mayweather. Yeah. And so what he's trying to do is sell a collection of 5,000 NFTs. So there are going to be 5 different NFT cards. And there'll be 1,000 each of said card. And it'll have, like, different rarity, utilities, prizes, and whatever. I don't really fucking know how NFTs work. Fortunately, we are not going to be talking about NFTs. But when Floyd Mayweather announced this in March, the internet was like, excuse me? You trying to get us to buy some more shit from you? Because he got caught up in a scam a few years ago. And we're going to talk about this scam.
I don't like him anyway, so whatever. he's an asshole.
I don't like you anyway, so fuck off. So apparently he was involved with a $32 million scam and was fined by the SEC for his involvement with said scam. Mm. And this scam is called Centratech ICO.
Centratech ICO.
Okay, so this company was founded in Florida, which you should just know right then and there. Get away if it's fucking from Florida.
Sorry, Floridians, but y'all know y'all crazy state is shit is just bonkers in Florida. Period.
Shit is straight.
Sorry.
Bonkers.
Unless you're in Miami, Southern Florida is a different country.
Miami is fucking wild too, though. Like I feel like Miami is. You should. I've heard someone say this, and I'm just gonna repeat it. But I feel like you need a passport to go to Miami. Because
like I said, it's a different country.
It's fucking wild. So there was 3 co-founders for this company. One's name was Robert Farkas, which is sounds like a funny name to me. Robert Farkas, this one guy named Sohrab Sharma. He went by Sam Sharma. And then there was a third gentleman. But they were young dudes, so first of all, you should get away from them because they're liars.
Young men
from Florida ain't up to nothing but no good.
Dirt. Doing dirt.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I mean, like, if you don't know, then you don't know, but stay away from these dudes, like, seriously. So, the company was founded in July of 2017 by, like I said, Sam Sohrab Sharma, Robert Farkas, and Raymond Trepani. And so, apparently, they worked in I feel like I've read something that said that they were working at a luxury vehicle rental company, like, you know, renting out luxury vehicles to celebrities and shit. Because I'm like, how did they get Mayweather involved with this?
Right.
And not just Mayweather, fucking DJ Khaled was involved too.
Oh, shit.
So they were using them to promote this, the features of this company and this business. Because what an ICO is, it's called an initial coin opening or initial something. It's like an IPO for Bitcoin, mm-hmm. for cryptocurrency.
Okay.
So they were doing a startup phase where they were collecting money from investors. And so they were able to raise $25 million in funds. However, this company is not registered with the SEC. They're not legitimate at all.
Okay, so my question, they went public with this ICO thing? Is that what it is? Because
they were raising funds.
Well-regulated.
They're raising funds saying, hey, we are a legitimate company. This is our leadership. They made up fake fucking C-level executives. They said they were led by, like, presidents and COOs and, you know, all these people that had all of this experience in the industry and finance from Harvard, this, that, and the other. They fucking lied about them, which was completely false. They falsified everything.
Okay.
And then they were just raising funds and saying that, hey, invest in this company, but we're going to provide you a credit card because we also have partnerships with MasterCard, with it's some type of cryptocurrency company that they claim that they had some involvement with.
Ethereum or something? Mm-mm. Some sort of Ethereum instead of crypto or Bitcoin or whatever?
It's something with a B. But they fucking lied about everything. That's why you can't trust like 20-somethings.
With your money.
With your fucking money.
Yeah. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous world out there.
Yeah, so they offered and sold unregistered investments through a CTR token. So they were collecting people's money and saying that they would be able to use said investment or have access via a MasterCard, and they could spend it and, you know, do what they need to do with this money, that they'll be able to invest and have immediate access to the money via a debit credit card of, you know, some extent. And so they bring on DJ Khaled and Floyd Mayweather to start promoting this company. And it turned out it was fucking fake.
Mm.
It was fake as fuck. So
it was fake as fuck.
So I got some information from SEC.com. I got some information from EssentiallySports.com and FinanceMagnates.com. About the situation. So I'm just going to tell you what the fines were, and then I'll tell you what they did. But Mayweather was fined with $300,000 in disgorgement, a $300,000 penalty, and nearly $15,000 in prejudgment interest from Centrotech ICO. And he was also fined another $200,000 because he failed to disclose that this company was paying him to promote.
Right.
If you're being paid to promote, you need to disclose this information.
Yeah. You're not fucking, you know, doing it out of the goodness of your heart.
You're doing it because you're getting fucking paid, dude. Yeah, so he said they said they had relationships with Visa card, with Visa and MasterCard. They said they had all of these executives that had these amazing backgrounds and experience on their...
Our CEO mm-hmm. used to be the CEO of
CEOs
of Bank of America or some shit like that, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
DJ Khaled. And I was like, DJ Khaled is from Florida. He's from Miami. No wonder he got caught up in this shit, but whatever.
He wants to support his
he was paid,
hometown people or whatever the hell.
He had to pay $50,000 in disgorgement. $100,000 penalty and nearly $3,000 in prejudgment interest for his involvement. But I think it's funny that Mayweather had to pay more.
Why?
Because he probably wasn't being honest, and he probably got paid more for his investment, like, you know, for his promotions.
No, yeah, because he's not doing it, again, he's not doing it out of the goodness of his heart.
Mm-hmm. He was also banned for 3 years, not DJ Khaled, Mayweather was banned by the SEC for 3 years, so he was not allowed to promote investments or companies like this because it's called the unregistered ICO. And I want to actually give you the real fucking what ICO stands for. ICO. Initial coin offering, that's what it's called. It's called an initial coin offering, and this is the cryptocurrency's equivalent to an IPO, which is a company seeking to raise money to create themselves. And I think, like, how do these people come up with these ideas? Like, oh, let's... But these guys fucking lied, so they didn't have any good behind anything that they were planning. Right?
I feel like they were just like, let's see if we can do this thing.
Let's see if we can get away with it and make millions of dollars. Which they did. But... So they were raising funds for less than a year, and they brought in this $25 million. Hang on, let's see right here. This is Coindesk.com. So the Miami-based company had purported to offer crypto-based financial products, such as a debit card. So they're like, hey, you know, invest your money. We're going to give you a debit card so you could spend it. There was three people involved, like I said, July 2017. There was Sam, Robert, and Raymond, and they raised $25 million from investors who believed the fucking hype. And then a bunch of people on the internet were like, hey, fucking Mayweather, you, like, you're the face. You're promoting this. You're the face, and you're the reason why we lost our money. You're the reason why we lost our money. So this was going on for less than a year. So from July 2017 to December of 2017, that's when the authorities came in and they investigated them. And they were like, they're not legitimate. Everything that they're saying is a lie. Jail time? Jail time? Because I feel like, not at the time, Sam Sharma was 29. Or Robert Farkas, Sharma, and Raymond, they were all under 30. And I get it. Hey, ooh, technology, ooh, IPOs, ooh, Bitcoin. Everybody wants to get in on the next best thing. And all of these scams keep popping up because everybody has FOMO.
Yes.
Fear of missing out on the next thing that's going to make you rich.
Yeah.
And
who doesn't want to get rich, though? Like, let's be honest. Young people, you know, especially people in their 20s, are looking for a quick buck. Mm-hmm. They don't want to work for anything. They just want to fucking have money land in their lap.
Yeah.
And so this is, if they think this is the way to do it, they're going to do it, right? And, you know, people who have no scruples are like, yeah, let's do it. I mean, older people are like, okay, let me look into that. You
and
know,
even when they look into it, even when they look into it and they feel like they are doing their due diligence and being provided with false, fake information.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck, I'm on American Greed. Great. Like, I got scammed.
Yeah, but getting scammed and being a scammer are not the same thing.
Totally different things. And I agree with Brandy. Like, stop being young and dumb and wanting to get over on people.
Yep.
Because that's really fucked up.
Yep.
I'm going to go to the boxing gym and learn how to punch you in the face. Just saying.
Okay. Are you a scammer? Bam.
Boom.
Right in the face.
Bam. Bitch went down. Mm-hmm. I'll send you an autograph. Bam. Bitch went down.
Oh, my God.
Sid. Super bitch.
I'll send you a copy.
Thank you. Keep me honest. So, these guys raised this money, and since they were accepting, like, regular money and Bitcoin, the money increased. So, they raised $25 million, but total scam was $32 million. So,
that's disturbing.
There was jail time. There was jail time. I don't think long enough, because Sam Sharma only got a year. He was convicted for 3 years. He did a year and a day jail time and then got 3 years of supervised release and had to pay a fine of $20,000 and had to forfeit the millions. And then I guess he had to turn in a Rolex. He bought a Rolex. And they're like, we'll take that.
Give us the Rolex. Give me their watch.
Give us the rings.
Give me the watch.
Like how the old girl, Keisha so-and-so, who was carrying that my Bottega Veneta. My Bottega Veneta.
That's what she said?
No, but that's fucking Keenan. Tom's. Did you watch SNL this past week?
No.
So, there was a skit with, who was the host? What's her name? Russian doll. What's her name?
Oh, Natasha Lyonne?
Natasha Lyonne was the host.
I love her.
And, like, you know how Kenan Thompson, he does this, ooh, wee, and he was just singing the song. And then, like, Natasha Lyonne was in the band, but she was also his roommate. And then someone had, like, broken into the house, which was her ex. And he's like, I'm going to burn all your clothes. And he's like, no, that's my room. And she's like, burn it all to the ground. I don't fucking care. He's like, not my Bottega Veneta. You have to watch it.
Yeah, because I'm like,
not my Bottega Veneta.
I heard it wasn't funny. And that was coming from one of the entertainment.
Oh, the finale wasn't funny to
you? Yeah, he was like, no laughs. Like, it wasn't funny.
But the whole episode.
It was coming from Sam Rubin on Channel 5, and I don't really particularly like him, so it doesn't matter what he says, because
we don't care.
He needs to retire. He's old. Or go.
He's been on the shit for a fucking long time.
Listen, I'm about to be ageist right now, for real. Half of their freaking on-air personalities need, not half, but at least three of them need to go. Mm. And he's one of them.
So the leadership team over at Centra Tech, they relied heavily on celebrity endorsements and social media to market the fucking scheme. Endorsements and glossy marketing materials, are no substitute for the FCC's registration. So they didn't register with the FCC.
But do they have to, if they're
raising funds? And they're like, hey, I'm raising money to build this particular business, and you're selling shares, and you're selling, you know, percentages of said company.
Even though it's with crypto.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Like what the SEC was saying, like, hey, even though this is a new fucking product in the whole game of scams, we don't fucking care. You need to register. Because if you guys didn't know, I am the chief sales officer of Spike and Crown production studios, and I was like, hey, I feel like I should be making money off of these investors that I'm bringing to the table. And our lawyer was like, yeah, no, you can't do that. I was like, the fuck? Like, it's so much tape to be legitimate and do things the right way.
So you can't make money because you guys aren't registered with
the FCC? I need to, this is a totally separate conversation, but the way I have, like the comp plan written out, it needs to be worded differently. It has to be like structured totally differently as to how.
My question is, do you guys need to register with the SEC for you to make money off of your
if we're selling shares to the company, which we're not doing. We're not selling shares to the company.
So what are the investors getting then?
They are getting a place on our board of directors. They're getting executive producer
credits
on the show, on the movie. They're getting royalties as well. So they're getting, you know.
But they're not getting shares of the company. That's the difference?
They are going to get a percentage of the company, but we brought on investors before we had shares.
But you guys aren't a public company.
No, we're not. Private.
So, okay.
I don't know. I don't fucking know the laws. I don't know Lela. Lela. But.
La ley.
Lela. But who fucking knows? Who fucking cares? But you guys really need to be careful about investments and where you want to park your money. Because I'm finding a lot of people don't have money, but then there's a lot of people who do have money and they want to do something with it.
Right. They want to make their money work for them.
Make your money work for you.
That is the whole thing. I want to make my money work for me. Make your money work for you by investing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just park it under your mattress. Don't just, you know, have it hidden in freaking light fixtures and electrical outlets. Make your money work for you.
Yeah.
And that's what they do.
This is what they're doing, but it's still messed up. So there's also like a little tip line. So they're like, hey, if you feel like you were an investor or you were a victim from the Centro Tech ICO, contact the SEC. There's a lot of money out there, man. It's just like, but Miami, there's a lot of people out there with a lot of money. So I'm not really sure how many investors were involved in said scam. But there were people on the internet when they found out that Mayweather now has an NFT, because he was fined in 2018. So now it's 2022. He was fined for three. He had to pay the fine, and then he was banned for 3 years. So now that he's free,
3 years is over. Yeah,
he is doing this NFT shit.
Right.
And people are like, I don't know.
We don't trust you, mother.
We don't talk about Bruno. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how can we trust? You can't trust him because he's just about money.
But he didn't know. But still.
I think he did know. I'm sure he didn't do his due diligence because I guess DJ Khaled got into the mix too. I don't know.
So, did he know or not?
He didn't disclose that he was being paid by them to promote. And that's why he was fined so much, because he didn't disclose that, hey, I'm just I have a picture of them. Spending Bitcoins, Ethereum, and other types of cryptocurrency in Beverly Hills with my titanium Sentra card.
What is everybody's... And that's how you know they were kids.
Join Sentra's ICO.
Because... That's the same shit.
The titanium card.
The metal card, yeah.
Billy McFucking Farland.
Exactly. It's like, what the fuck? Like, old people don't give a fuck about what the card is made out of.
Does it work, bitch? I don't care what it's made out of. Give me plastic. It's all good.
Right. It's this whole thing about, oh, I want that card.
Yeah.
I want that card.
Yeah.
I want the one that makes clink, 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 and you drop it on the ground. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
No, I don't care what it's made of. Does it work?
Does it spend my money?
It's so stupid. Oh my God, it's titanium. Oh, like, what privileges does it bring? That's the question. Yeah. Like, an Amex Black Card, you get a fucking concierge. You get a 24/7 concierge with that card.
Concierge.
Do I get that with this metal ass card that I'm carrying around that's gonna fucking set off the metal detectors when I go through the goddamn, you know, airport? What?
No.
Fuck out of here.
No, you don't.
Get the fuck out of here. G-T-O-H. G-T-F-O-H.
So I was wrong. So it's actually Robert Farkas who was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison for his part of the scam. He's going to face 3 years of supervised release and must forfeit $347,000. And the Rolex watch he purchased with the proceeds from the scam. The U.S. Marshals sold Ether cryptocurrency seized from Centratech, and they made back about $33.4 million. So I'm thinking that a majority or most and or possibly all of the investors that got scammed in this situation got their money back. Because this, like, they held the offering July 2017, December they were found out. And so on and so forth.
This didn't go on for years.
No, not at all. The sentencing happened in 2018. Mm-hmm. So y'all was too young and dumb. Y'all got caught.
What is it?
They're like, oh, my card doesn't work. Because they did not have a relationship with Visa or MasterCard. There was
no
relationship.
So they were issuing cards that just people were going to the store and they were like, decline, decline, decline. Like, what the hell?
Sorry, this shit does not work. Oh, so $32 million from thousands of investors. So on April 2nd, 2018, that's when the charges were filed or went through on the leadership team at Centratech. And they were like a startup. So yeah, it didn't happen very long. But I'm sure it takes a lot for the SEC. I'm sure you guys have a lot on your hands with all these fucking scams happening. Give us a little piece of the pie and we will assist where we can. We will let you know.
At least do research. Like, I'm willing to do some research if somebody needs help. I don't have answers, but, you know, I can always look them up.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
Yep. So, they did their jail time. And hopefully they're not starting some other bullshit.
I made $32 million, dog. Like, what's next? What's next?
Do you know what I mean? I feel like they're like, oh, I went to jail. Okay, here we go. But they started it as a scam. with the intentions to scam
people. Yeah, that's the problem. Like, if you have a business that you're starting with the, you believe you're going to serve people in some way, shape, or form, and it turns into a scam, it's different. Okay, it's different being Jan Levon.
Jan Levon. Who, which is ignorant, obviously.
Okay, it's different being Jan Levon.
Check out our Polka King episode.
And being Bernie Madoff.
Oh, yeah.
Different things. So, they were Bernie Madoff.
Yeah. Madoff was like, I'm not going to lose money ever again. I'm not going to invest your money, but here's these fake receipts. I that kills me all of the time and energy that scammers go through to prove their legitimacy.
I'm surprised they don't, like, have high blood pressure and shit, because you know you have to be stressed out trying to juggle all these balls.
I got high blood pressure now, and I'm not cheating people.
Keep up with your lies and shit.
God, it's disgusting. Ugh. Anyway, this is a little shorty doo-wop for you guys today. Brandy, what you been watching this week?
I have been obsessed with Naked and Afraid.
You have been watching that.
I've been watching Naked and Afraid. Okay, so on Sundays, we watch, whatchamacallit?
90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. And on the TLC Go app, you have the choice to watch all these other channels. And so there was, so TLC has this disgusting show called Unexpected, and it's basically about people, like young parents, like, you know, teenagers and, like, up to their maybe, like, early 20s, maybe 21 is the cutoff age. Mm-hmm. And there's this one couple that just, I'm like, why are they even showing these guys? This kid, this boy is so verbally abusive and disgusting.
Who is he verbally abusive to?
The mother of his child.
Oh.
She's pregnant. He doesn't want her to have the epidural. She's in the hospital. He's in there calling her names and saying how disgusting she is because she just chose to get an epidural and he didn't want her to have an epidural.
Fuck you, dude.
They kicked it. He wouldn't leave the hospital room, so they actually had to call security to escort him out.
So the unexpected pregnancies or what?
It's about young parents, pretty
young
much.
Parents, okay.
And but it's the fact that they even allowed this kid a place to show, and the disclaimer before the show is this episode or this show, you know, depicts might be hard to watch or some shit like that. I'm like, no, you don't fucking put this on TV. Mm. Like, I refuse to watch this 17-year-old girl be verbally abused by this 18 or 19-year-old boy who knows absolutely nothing, and he's like, you're on drugs right now.
Oh, my God. Because she
has an IV, which, you know, is fucking saline solution.
Yeah.
You're on drugs right now. You're high. You don't know what you're talking about.
So, like, bitch, this is water in my veins.
Instead of watch that, because I was like, no, I'm not going to sit here and watch this fucking kid and let him make money because they pay them to get on this show.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch something else. I went to the Discovery Channel and Naked and Afraid was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, Giovanni and Norman were watching it one time and I was like, why are you watching naked people on TV? Like, what the fuck is this? Back in, like, 2013 or whatever. So, it was on and I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch this because Alive is coming back.
Yay! I really liked Alive.
I mean,
actually.
Alone, not Alive. Alone. Yeah. Alive
is coming back. Something different when you eat butts, right? Legs.
Alive was a movie about the airplane crash.
I know, but they ate people.
They ate the dead people. Anyways, Alone is coming back, and so I was like, oh, I'll watch this because Alone's coming back, and I can't wait for that. So I was just watching Naked and Afraid. So I've been watching that. And this season, the current season, there's a crazy bitch on there that threw away her partner's tools. And I was just like, how dare she? Like, why didn't the freaking production intervene when she acted like a psycho?
They were like, do it, and then do
she,
it, do
she
it.
She had the machete. She took the machete with her when she left. So they had nothing. They had, one guy had to go back into the freaking, their little pond or lake or what, it's a pond. Their little pond to find, their swimming hole is what he called it. To find the knife that she threw in the fucking the water because she was throwing a temper tantrum because she felt like they weren't listening to her. So, that's what I've been watching. What have you been watching?
I've been watching The Circle Season 4.
Oh.
I really like The Circle. It's my guilty pleasure, and I really enjoy it. So I, a new episode dropped today. I'm trying to watch a finale. I haven't seen who won yet. But I really love, like, getting to know the characters and the different people on the circle. And people go in that are fucking manipulators. Mm. And they're like, I'm here to fuck shit up, bitch. Ah! And think they're gonna win. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I've been really, like, into that. I really enjoy The Circle on Netflix.
I haven't watched... I only watched the first season.
There's fucking, like, four seasons.
Yeah, I only watched the first season.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any more.
I like this crew this season as well. So that's been really interesting. I've been watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's officially three episodes now. I want to know what happened with Kathy Hilton and her, like, racist rant, apparently. That's why she left the show.
Oh, she left the show?
She was like, I'm not going to be on the show. There was, like, some drama behind what had happened. And, you know, Rinna was like, oh, I feel like when there's drama, quote-unquote Lisa Rinna tries to come and, like...
quote-unquote Lisa Rinna.
Fake. You know, Lisa Rinna likes to...
stir the pot?
Quote-unquote, but, like, oh, this is what happened.
What will
likes
happen?
To put people's, like, business in the streets.
Oh, what happened?
What happened.
Okay.
And so... what I
oh, yeah,
hear,
she does be putting people's business out there.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck. So what I heard is that they went to a club or something, and, like, they didn't give Hilton, like, VIP access or something, or she didn't feel like she was treated the way she should have been treated.
She's spoiled.
And she was throwing out N-words and all kinds of stuff. Just
what? It
was, like, really nasty, apparently. And then, like, later on, she was
is
like...
this, is there
I think it's gonna
audio
be, I think this is going to be on this season. And she was just, like, she went back to people and was like, don't talk about it. Like, shut up. Didn't happen. Blah, blah, blah. And then Lisa Rinna was like, well, that's who she is. And apparently they get it from their mama. And they know. Like, I don't like that either. Like, don't fucking
talk.
No, I
said I don't doubt that.
Oh, okay. And so.
I don't doubt it at all because.
Yeah.
Certain people in, you know, in society feel like they're better than other people. And if your skin is darker than theirs, then they don't like you. Period.
Right.
They can pretend they do, but they don't.
But they don't. They're just like, I'm better than you. Fuck off.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking we're going to hear about that this season and see what the real tea is. So I can't wait. I don't love drama. I steer away from drama. I'm not with the drama. But I can watch it on TV.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Wow. That sounds crazy.
Yeah. So
she's not on this season then? She was supposed to
I
be
haven't
back.
Seen her yet. Yeah, they said that she was coming back, but I think the drama happened and she was like, fuck it, I'm out.
Like Lisa Vanderpump.
Right, and I guess she got really mean to Kyle and said some really bitch-ass shit to Kyle.
I was thinking about this the other day because I was watching old, you know, yesterday they had like the season with Carlton and
that's like season three or
the
something.
The Puerto Rican chick.
Yeah.
They had that on. They were showing that the other day. And of course, it was one of those seasons where like... where Kyle and Kim weren't talking to Kathy.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's weird to me how two sisters won't be talking to one sister, or, you know, one sister will be talking to one sister and not the other sister. And I'm just like, it doesn't make any sense, you know, and it's weird because then she'll be like, you know, the next couple episodes, oh, yeah, I was just with my nieces. And, like, the fact that they do this weird thing where they
it's
don't
strange.
Talk for years.
It's very strange.
Apparently a lot of people do this, but...
Listen,
I mean,
Brandy and I don't think we've been like this in a really long time, but I feel like we're like, well, fuck you too! And then tomorrow, I was like, hey, what's up? How
yeah,
you doing?
Yeah, basically.
You know, like, that's just who we are, and that's how it's always
been. I don't
been.
Know. I'm like, I don't know about all of that.
I'm not talking to my sister. Fuck her. That's not the way we roll.
Like, I don't even think we're allowed to do that, so...
We're not. We're really
like,
not.
Like, we're not allowed to do that.
We'll get in trouble. But anyway, so I've been... There's a new episode that I need to catch up on. I haven't watched this week's episode as of yet, but I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And, this week, Angela, if you're listening, happy birthday, sister. She's going to be, her birthday's on June 2nd.
She's going to be on her birthday.
I wasn't going to say how old she is.
She's going to be 21 on her birthday.
21.
the 21st birthday celebration, yes. Bitch you.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I'm making a trip up to the No to celebrate my I want to say hermano, my amigo. How do you say friend?
Amiga.
Amiga. My friend.
Or so, ami in French?
Oh, I don't know. Friends, French. They didn't teach me that. They
it's ami.
Man, woman, child, boy, girl.
And in Italian, amica.
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 Wonderful. Hey, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And please come back.
Come back.
If you aren't already, subscribe, follow, do the things. Please come back. We love you so much. And we really appreciate you for joining us this week. Go ahead and connect us on social. You can follow us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram or Facebook, Book of Lies Podcast. Check out our friends over at Speed Knox Boxing, new gym in Roseman. Check him out. If you want to sweat, he's going to put you to work. So get on over there, follow Speed Knox Boxing on Instagram, or visit the location in Roseman on Sierra Highway and Roseman Boulevard. But hey, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was Book of Lies.
Podcast. It's Bolt Bitches.